We welcome Andy Hodges of Hog Country Online. Andy, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
How's it going in Little Rock, guys? We're about to freeze up here in Fayetteville.
Oh, we feel so bad for you about that, too.
It's a messy day up here.
I was going to say you're about to freeze. Does that mean that the rumor mill has quieted down significantly, or is it warm at all?
As far as I know, the rumor mill has quieted down a lot. Really, the only name I'm hearing thrown around a lot is Chris Peterson. And, of course, you know, there were a lot of people over the weekend calling in talk shows and making all these guarantees about Arkansas would have a coach on Sunday after the Big 12 season, after the Big 12 games on Saturday. And I'm like, well, their season doesn't end Saturday. They still got another week to go, so much for that. Same with Boise State and Chris Peterson, but his name is the one that I'm hearing the most right now. But again, I don't think anybody knows, and I don't think Jeff Long has a signature on a contract.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's handling it the right way, though. Jeff Long is not letting too much information out. And, you know, it wouldn't be good to, you know, if Jeff Long is out here saying, yeah, we offered Gruden and he declined. We offered Peterson and he declined. You know, that's not the way to go about it. And, you know, what I like looking at that LSU game was it the first game I seen Nile Davis just run like we all thought he was going to run. And our defense flied around and was hitting. I think that's something good that we can look forward to next year and something to build on.
Well, when you don't have the talent of an Alabama, LSU, and I don't think anybody's going to say Arkansas has talent at that level, you have to do a lot of things with scheming. And I watched the LSU game with a former NFL coach and a former SEC coach. He was on the staff with Nick Saban, and it was very interesting, his comment. He said it looked like Paul Haynes knew this was his last game at Arkansas because he turned them loose and they were doing things I hadn't seen them do all year, and he was right. They were blitzing. They were coming from everywhere. It almost, in a lot of ways, looked like the old Buddy Ryan 46 defense in Chicago, where right up to the snap of the ball, the defense didn't even know what the defense was going to do. They didn't know who was going to blitz still just before the snap of the ball when Mike Singletary called it out. And to a large extent, that's what Arkansas's defense looked like it did. It confused LSU. I don't think LSU came in prepared very well at all for this game. And Les Miles has to feel lucky to come out with a win.
Well, Andy, do you think that it's an LSU team that was overlooking its opponent? They look at the records and say, well, Arkansas has only won four games. They haven't beaten anybody but an Auburn, a Kentucky, two teams that didn't win a game in the league this year. We can just go in there and show up and we'll get a victory.
There's no question about that. That's the LSU's stock and trade under Les Miles. They tend to play up to or down to the level of their opponent. And Arkansas in 2008 and 2010, they caught an LSU team that had no interest in playing Arkansas the day after Thanksgiving, or the Saturday after Thanksgiving in 2010. And it was an LSU team that was not prepared to play its best and didn't think it had to play its best to win the game, and they ended up losing both times. And we very nearly saw that again Friday.
I attended the game. It was at LSU. Mount was our quarterback, and I think we went into double overtime and they beat us. And since that game, I've really watched LSU's offense. And they run a very simple offense, and after about midway through the second quarter, you know what plays they're going to run. Now, they'll run a couple of trick plays, but they really only have 5 to 7 plays. They run the entire game, and for them, it works because they have better talent. Les Miles just wants to keep it that way and just let talent win. But as a defense, you know what they're going to do, and I think we were able to know what they were going to do, and that helped our defense.
And I think Paul Haynes did a great job scheme-wise doing things with gambling blitzes and things. There were a few of those blitzes and stuff that he ran the other day that if the guy had not made the tackle, it was fixing to be a big play because there wasn't anybody left back there to stop him.
Andy, let's transition to basketball. A rough trip to Vegas for the basketball Razorbacks.
Yeah, they ran into some teams with some really good players and some really good schemes. And Arkansas's whole system right now, they're going to have to live and die with whether they can out-rebound people and whether they can get to the free throw line and get the fast break working, because they simply don't have the type players necessary to line up in a half-court offense and run that half-court offense and have success against the top 25 team. Now, at times they looked good when they were able to run and gun and do what Mike Anderson wants in his offense, but especially against Arizona State, Arizona State had some big and very good players down low, and Arkansas never got an answer for those guys.
Yeah, and I know Wisconsin, they're a tough team. I'm watching them every tournament. They're just a tough out. And one thing I've noticed, B.J. Young is definitely the guy. But right now, from three-point range, he's shooting over three threes a game, and he's making a half a three-pointer a game. And, he's having six free-throw attempts a game. But for him, I think he needs to concentrate on more, getting to the lane, distributing the ball to the right guy, but then drawing that contact and getting to the free-throw line, because shooting 15% from the three-point line is not going to get it done.
No, and Kai Madden's got to start being willing to take a shot. And, I love Kai. I know Kai. I know his family. And dadgummit, Kai just won't shoot enough. He's a good shooter. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to the coaches, too, because they know he can knock down a lot of those shots that he's passing up.
So if you're Mike Anderson and you come back and you're looking at your schedule, and Andy, these players look at it, too. You've got a sixth-ranked Syracuse coming in. Then next week you've got Oklahoma coming in, and then you go to number three Michigan right now. What do you do to get these guys re-energized and get them focused on the task at hand?
Well, it's just, they're just going to have to keep doing the same things that they've been doing, just do them a little bit better, because I don't think at this point in time you can do a drastic change, nor would Mike Anderson do a drastic change in things. It's just going to come down to a motivational thing and getting into the game and making plays and making it happen, if I do.
When you look at the stats from the game against Wisconsin, Arkansas, shoots 52% in the first half from the floor. Wisconsin shoots 32%. And then the second half, Andy, they shoot 32%. Wisconsin shoots 67% from the floor.
Did we just get tired, on defense and not have our defensive pressure up as much, or did they figure us out?
Yeah.
I don't know how you explain going from hot to cold like that in a half. I've talked to a lot of people, that know a lot more about basketball than I do. I've talked to Ron Crawford, and he just sort of shrugs and goes, who knows why that happens sometimes. But it did, and I don't think it's from them being worn out like it was last year, because they've got enough players for the 10-man rotation, and they're doing that and having success with it. I think it's just one of those things that this team, for whatever reason, it's a young team, and getting some consistency, they're just not there yet.
Andy, Notre Dame is going to await the winner of this Saturday's SEC Championship game in South Beach in Miami for the BCS National Championship game. Your thoughts on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
I think it's a team that's gotten better every week of the season. And not a lot of teams you can say that about. A lot of teams are nowhere near as good at the end as they are at the beginning. Notre Dame has gotten better every week of the season. Notre Dame, Brian Kelly has done a great job with an offense that simply doesn't get the defense beat. It doesn't put the defense in a lot of bad positions. And Notre Dame's got some really, really, really good players on defense. And one of the guys that I've listened to for nearly 40 years on a lot of stuff is Lou Holtz. And Lou says that Notre Dame's defense is good enough to play with anybody in the country, and after seeing them against USC, I agree with him. And when you see the matchup coming up, and let's face it, Alabama is going to be the favorite coming into the SEC championship game this weekend. If Alabama wins it, and I'm a Crimson Tide fan, I don't necessarily know that I want to meet up with Notre Dame, because karma and history tell you that is not the best position to be in if you're Alabama, because I watched out three Alabama teams that had far superior talent, far superior coaching, in my opinion, when Bear Bryant was coaching, against both Ara Parseghian and Dan DeVine, and Notre Dame won the game.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame is just one of these, I don't know why Notre Dame has a habit of winning these games. After the 1977 season, they played Texas and Earl Campbell in the Cotton Bowl. There is absolutely no reason in the world Notre Dame should have even had a prayer of winning that game. They got beat by Ole Miss, of all people. Ole Miss, and in 1977, Ole Miss was bad. They got beat by Ole Miss. They come out and they beat Texas. I mean, beat them badly. I think it was like 35-7 or something like that. The game was never close, and Notre Dame won the national title. It's just one of those teams that, for whatever reason, goofy things happen and they end up winning national titles.
Andy, back to coaching search and coaching rumors. Now that Auburn has come open, North Carolina State is open, Colorado's open, Boston College, Tennessee still hadn't named a successor to Derek Dooley. How much more cloudy is the market out there for Jeff Long to go out and find his man?
I think it's very cloudy, because among the coaches that I've talked to around the country, Arkansas is right now the third best job available in the SEC that's open. I mean, they're putting it behind Tennessee and Auburn in terms of what you walk into, in terms of the talent that's there. What got Gene Chizik fired was not so much winning three games as having top 10 recruiting classes the last 3 years and winning three games with that kind of talent on campus. Coaches that know talent and know personnel have told me Auburn has as good of players as anybody in the SEC right now, and it's mind-boggling why they only won three games. As the coach told me over the weekend, he said Gene Chizik should have won seven games if the coaching staff didn't show up. So it's mind-boggling, and to a coach who wants to come in and have success, Auburn's a good-looking job. Tennessee is in a position. Tennessee needs to get an offensive-minded coach. I still think Bobby Petrino may be in the equation there because of the offensive talent that they have. If Tyler Bray comes back, and that receiver, my mind went blank on that receiver's name that they've got, but they've got some really good offensive talent at Tennessee, and I think Petrino's name is still going to be in the equation there. But, yeah, it has clouded the situation and made it interesting. I thought, you know, if Jeff Long was able to hire a coach before these other jobs came open, I thought that would have been the best move. But for whatever reason, it hasn't happened.
Let's talk about the SEC championship game. I'm with you. I think Bama will be favored. But I think Georgia can beat Bama. And I think Georgia would bring more problems to the Notre Dame defense, because the front seven's good, but your secondary's not as good, and Georgia can throw the ball. Bama, Georgia, who do you got? Who do you like in that game, and how much chance you give Georgia actually winning that game?
I'll give Georgia a good chance. I think Georgia actually has as good, maybe slightly better talent than Alabama if you just line them up man-to-man and look at them. I think Georgia's a team playing on a mission, and I know Mark Richt catches a lot of heat from the Bulldog faithful because he hasn't won a national title. But Mark Richt falls into the same category as Les Miles. If you look over his entire body of work the entire time he's been at Georgia, I can't think of very many SEC schools that wouldn't trade that record straight up for what they've had over the last 12 years. I think Georgia has a very good chance. It's almost impossible for me to pick against Nick Saban in this situation, so I'm not going to come out and say I think Georgia will pull the upset. I do think Georgia can pull the upset.
Andy Hodges, what can people find on Hog Country Online today?
Well, today it's kind of slim. We're chasing down the coaching rumors. We've got a look at Chris Peterson that we will have online and in the publication that will be available this week. It will be available online later this week, trying to get some more information this afternoon. But we will have some information on Chris Peterson, the Boise State coach, this afternoon in the publication that will be on newsstands everywhere Wednesday and Thursday.
All right, Andy, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.